Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hooper. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hooper. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Scarborough. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ray Scarborough. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scarborough fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scarborough fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Williams reaches second base with a double. Pesci moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Vallo. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Pesci scores. Williams scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer strikes out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough hits a fly ball into center field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Tipton reaches second base with a double. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper strikes out. The ball gets by Robinson. He chases the ball to the backstop. Tipton scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scarborough fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moses moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough is 0-for-1 in the game. Scarborough strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tipton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a line drive towards short. Pesky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallo hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of DiMaggio who is chasing the ball. Vallo reaches third base with a triple. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallo scores. It's Athletics, 4, Red Sox, 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio who is chasing the ball. Majeski reaches third base with a triple. Zerniel goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Athletics. Bill White now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Limmer hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Bill White. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. 2 outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Vallo moves to third. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly pinch hits for Billy Hitchcock. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Vallo scores. Zerniel moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Athletics. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Limmer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Suter now playing second base. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Pesky moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooper bunts towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to first for the out. Tipton moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-4 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tipton scores. It's 7-4, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Walt Dropo. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.